But first, we'll talk about a court decision that overturned Utah's ban on same-sex marriage. On Wednesday, the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Utah's ban on same-sex marriages. The court said that the ban was unconstitutional. State bans on same-sex marriage are being challenged in courts across the country. Nevada's is currently being considered by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. Joining us now to explain what these cases mean is Professor Leslie Griffin, who teaches constitutional law at UNLV's Boyd School of Law. Professor Griffin, welcome to KNPR.
Thank you.
For those of us who don't follow constitutional law, what happened in the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals?
Well, the 10th Circuit said that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, and it's the first court of appeals to do so. That's part of what makes it so important and why people are paying so much attention to it. The court gave a very strong opinion saying that there's a fundamental right to marry, and that fundamental right to marry protects both the people who want to get married in Utah as well as the couple in the case who had gotten married in Iowa and want to live in Utah.
Is this something we in Nevada should be paying close attention to as well?
It is. I mean, the 10th Circuit, right, we know that the 9th Circuit will eventually make a ruling on same-sex marriage, and I think people would have thought the 9th Circuit was likely to come out, the most likely to come out first for same-sex marriage, and so it's a big signal that the first appeals court to reach this has said that there's a fundamental right to marry that includes the right to same-sex marriage.
So what does this mean now?
Well, it means that what everybody's looking at is when the cases would get to the Supreme Court. For right now, the 10th Circuit's decision is on hold while Utah appeals. And so it could be that we'll have to wait a while. Usually the Supreme Court will take a case if there's a split among the circuit courts. Mm-hmm. And we're waiting for a decision from the 4th Circuit. And the 4th Circuit, right, especially if the 4th Circuit were to say that there is no constitutional right to same-sex marriage, we would expect the Supreme Court to hear it, because when there's a conflict in the Circuit Courts of Appeals, the U.S. Supreme Court is likely to step in.
Apropos Nevada's ban on same-sex marriage, Governor Sandoval and Attorney General Masto did not think that the appeal in the ruling of that, that the amendment was constitutional, had any legal basis, and so they've withdrawn. Why did they decide that there was no way that they could win that case?
I think now, and I think this 10th Circuit, there was one dissent in the 10th Circuit. I think that what we see now is that the arguments against same-sex marriage don't withstand constitutional scrutiny, right? Because we say even if the state has to give some reason, in the 10th Circuit case, Utah said, well, the big reasons we have are that marriage is for procreation. That's the biggest argument now against same-sex marriage. People say that marriage is traditionally between a man and a woman because only a man and a woman can procreate. And what the 10th Circuit said is, we don't accept that anymore, right? That's why its ruling is so important. It says marriage is not a right to procreate, right? Marriage is a right of individuals to have partnership and to live their lives together. And so if you put the definition of marriage as it doesn't have to be about procreation, then the anti-same-sex marriage forces really don't have anything left to stand on, because they've been saying all along, well, the traditional marriage is procreative.
Almost every commentator who looks at this has noted that in the decade or so when these bans on same-sex marriage were enacted, public opinion has swung in favor of allowing same-sex marriage. Is that big shift in opinion affecting the way in which judges are deciding these cases?
I think that it will help the Supreme Court. One of the reasons that the court probably didn't come out with a strong ruling in the Windsor case, or even say it, even take the Prop 8 case, was because the most liberal justice on the court, Justice Ginsburg, has been known to be saying, we don't want courts rushing ahead of public opinion. And so the more that public opinion comes in first, then the more that the courts are feeling better. I mean, what's most interesting is to see what the state politicians are doing, right? You had a district court in Pennsylvania say the ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional, and the governor decided not to appeal it, right? So what you can have is sometimes the states will just say, you know, I'm not going to do this. Marriage will go into effect.
Leslie Griffin teaches constitutional law at UNLV's Boyd School of Law. Professor Griffin, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.